This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan together here. Very nice to have them there. They are an important part of the DJV show podcast, which you can hear regularly. Find it at DJVshow.com. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria leads off with a trending story that just, I want to throw something.
I'm sorry. That's not my intention, but this is a crazy story. So a Colorado woman is facing a $500 fine from U.S. Customs and Border Protection because she saved the free apple that she received as a snack on her Delta Airlines flight on her way back to the United States from Paris. So at the end of her flight, the flight attendants passed out apples in plastic bags as a snack. So she put it in her carry-on because she figured, you know, she's got the second leg of the trip, so she'll eat it then. Right. Once she arrived in the U.S., she went through customs. Her bag was chosen to be randomly searched. And so a customs agent pulled out the apple in the plastic bag that had Delta's logo on it. So it was not just like a random apple. And so when she was questioned about the apple, she explained that she received it from the airline. She asked if she could throw it away or eat it. The customs agent allegedly said no and fined her $500 immediately for carrying undeclared fruit.
Now,
she may also,
a-hole.
I know, and she may, and she even offered to throw it out, and that wasn't good enough. So now she's also facing losing her global entry status.
That's time to be suing somebody.
Exactly.
And this guy should be fired on the spot. Fired on the spot. This is what gets people to hate, and I don't like using that word, hate authority. Because it is so abused by idiots like that who have no common sense. It wasn't obviously ingrained in them when they went to be trained. If everybody on the plane has an apple, you pick one person out and you're going to give them a $500 fine for getting an apple on the plane. They're not bringing us, sneaking it in from some lurid place on the other side of the world. It's just stupid.
Did he not trust her? It was sealed in a white Delta bag. In a plastic Delta bag.
Stupid.
Well, if the rule is don't do this, then Delta is partially
Delta
fault.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So they shouldn't be giving out apples either. But
why?
It just seems like
it just is the height of stupidity. It really is. Arrogance and stupidity. Okay, so now my blood pressure is up to a point where everything is going to get cleaned out. Jen, what do you
have? Let's cool you down. It's a big week at the White House for the Trump administration. They've got lots of big visitors coming in. Emmanuel Macron is going to spend the beginning part of the week. The first, I think, 3 days of the week are spent at the White House by Emmanuel Macron. And this will be President Trump's first state dinner that he's hosted as part of his administration as president. Emmanuel Macron was all over television talking about how he is going to be urging the president to stay in the Iran deal. That seems to be the message of both of these visits. The second visit is Angela Merkel from Germany. She'll be coming to the White House later this week. I think Friday will be the day that she'll be coming to see the president. And both of them want him to stay in the Iran deal because they think it's a better solution than having no deal at all, even though it's not optimal. I think everybody can agree on
at the same time and have both of them to dinner.
I don't know why he just... Emmanuel Macron and Trump have this very close relationship that surprises a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he can actually, I think, talk to President Trump better than most world leaders can. And so I think having them together, having a little one-on-one discussion will be pretty good, where Angela Merkel has a more icy, maybe, or not quite as warm relationship with the president. So she'll
couldn't have anything to do with his wife, though, right? Macron's
you'd have
wife.
To ask him that. I don't know. He doesn't seem threatened by Trump in any way. He seems to really like him.
Yeah, he does. And why not?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story of a Florida judge who berated a chronically ill woman in court because whatever she was in there for, she was having trouble breathing. And she then, the judge says, what's the matter with you? Don't you know how to treat your, some berating. And so she scolds this woman who dies 3 days later. And it's all over social media, everywhere. You look on Twitter, Facebook, this woman is a picture of the judge whose name is Merrily Ehrlich, who now has decided she's going to, in the face of what she did and all the attention that was given last week to this, she's not going to return to the courthouse she put in for retirement, which sounds appropriate given the fact that she has a reputation for being belligerent and angry, and the woman that died had COPD, whether she was a smoker or whatever it is. You don't do, when something is obvious like that, when you're having trouble, and especially in this age, don't we have, isn't there almost a requirement to be more sensitive, even though some people are not? But you look at these things, and I know it's easy to judge on the surface. You don't really know what was going on behind the scenes. I don't even know what this woman was in judge was in the courthouse for. Anyway, she told her sister, the woman that was berated, I got treated like a dog in the courthouse. The judge was so cruel, they had to take her to the hospital. She was gasping for air. Jeez. So, I don't know. I find that stuff, it's unnecessary. Here's another thing that'll drive you nuts. All right, you ready? This is being driven nuts twice. The story of Alexander Parker and Krisha Schmick, who were to be married over the weekend at a courthouse in Pennsylvania. They are high school sweethearts, giddy as they walked into the courthouse for their appointment to be married. And so they went into the courthouse, and they were all dressed up. And they're kind of a, not, I mean, looking at a picture of them, they're not exactly what you would consider when you look at them. You wouldn't think they'd be attracted to one another. But you know what? Love is strange.
What does that mean? One of them's not good looking? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, and that's, well, you make up your own mind.
Well,
what bothers me about this is that they're in front of the judge. And the judge, who was supposed to marry them, called ICE because they believe that the this Mr. one of the people, and I'm trying to see if I can ferret out the name, Alexander Parker is the name of the male, and he supposedly was in the country illegally, and so the judge called ICE and they came and arrested him. He was from Guatemala, apparently. He didn't have a green card yet. So he gave the judge some kind of ID. The judge looked at it and said, this is not right. So instead of marrying them, he calls ICE. And
that's interesting.
You know, they grab him. And so it's so frustrating to know it's right. Because if anybody who's listened to me over the years knows how I am when it comes to immigration, I don't have a lot of tolerance for people who are here illegally that could easily get themselves taken care of. This guy didn't have a green card. He was working on it apparently, but he'd been around. If he came here, he went to high school here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How are they high school sweethearts?
Yeah, right. They were just trying to get married, and the Christmas said they broke our hearts. They brought in the ICE agents, and apparently, Christmas said this wasn't the only time this guy had called. This isn't the only time this judge called ICE agents to the courtroom. So if that was the case, why'd you go there? I guess if they knew that the judge was somebody who called immigration authorities whenever there's a question about someone that came into her courtroom. So Newsweek is on the case trying to do a story on it. They're trying to get to the judge, and she did not respond for comment. So what do we think? The two stories about these judges here, what do we think about judges in general, especially if they're elected? And then you talk about the business. The issue here is, I guess, about him not having status. And if you're going to be consistent, then you need to be consistent. So I guess I understand that. And this judge has been a stickler on people who come to her court being legal. But should they have been married or not? Was it the appropriate action of the judge to keep them from being married and actually getting ICE to come and arrest this guy?
Well, I don't know what the requirements are to be married. If he had married her, would he have gotten a green card? Like, does she have her papers in order? So
yes,
right.
if she's an American citizen, marry this guy, automatically becomes an American citizen.
And so then the question is, did the judge have reason to suspect that this wasn't up and up and that this was immigration fraud?
Mm-hmm. Because it happens.
But they're high school
people marry people. I know somebody who paid somebody $10,000, marry him, become an American citizen.
Right, and that happens all the time. But the person who's the immigrant in that situation, they're not deported. They're allowed to marry the person. So other judges, whatever I don't know what the requirements are, or if this guy just wants to be, if this judge just likes doing this.
Well, I want to clarify too, because I'm reading the story now. So he did have papers. They just didn't have them with him. So they had to run home, get the papers, come back, prove to the judge because he's in the U.S. legally, and then she offered to marry them after that, which they only accepted from her. Because I guess they weren't huge fans of her after that. They only accepted because the woman's aunt was in the state from New Jersey. I don't know. They came out of town to see
the
wedding.
They had the information finally, and they got it to the judge.
Yeah, yeah. So they were able to get it to the judge. But I don't know.
After the judge called ICE?
Yes. Then they were able to get the information.
I'm reading the trail on social media. Here's a guy named John who says, any alien who, one, enters or attempts to enter the U.S. at any time or place other than is designated by immigration officers, or two, eludes examination or inspection by immigration officers, or three, attempts to get or obtain entry to our country by willfully, falsely misleading the authorities, concealment of material fact, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the case here, as Kara pointed out.
But it seems like they were able to work it out. I can understand the frustration of a judge to want to deal with legal citizens because being in California and being someone who's been on jury duty a few times, that's extremely frustrating, I think, for a lot of judges.
Yeah.
But, you know, that being said, I also think activist judges on both sides of the aisle are a real problem right now. And that's, I don't know where this crosses the line or if it's even gray.
Yeah, I agree. Let's make it 19 after the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints, Calitrend. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrend?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrend that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrend. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com, 10% off when you use the code DJV.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ah, 23 after the hour, one of the most recognizable themes in the history of modern entertainment, the theme from the James Bond movies, and we're using that as an entree into congratulating actress Rachel Weisz. Weisz. Anyway, you know her if you saw her. She's married to Daniel Craig, and at 48 years old, she's pregnant for the first time. They apparently are very happy to have this little human cooking in her body. Craig is 50. They've been married since 2011. Their first child together. Weisz is already a mom of a son who's 11 from her former partner, Darren
Aronofsky, the director. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. And Daniel Craig has a daughter who's 25. He was with actress Fiona Loudon, so Ella is the child from that. This is the first time they've had. Yeah, I know. They get around, right?
So 48. That's that story. That's some science at work
for all of us old heads.
Help yourself. 25 past the hour. Music news with a focus on Taylor Swift. She is being stalked, and apparently her apartment in New York, Victoria, was broken into over the weekend. A stalker broke into her house and took a nap.
Yeah, they found this weirdo sleeping on her
Roger
couch.
Roger Alvarado was on the couch. She lives in the Tribeca neighborhood.
But doesn't she have people living in her home? Like a staff?
I guess not.
Apparently not in this one, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Homestead, Florida. He was arrested for stalking her before, apparently. Was it? Is that right?
Apparently, February 13th, he broke her front door with a shovel. He was trying break in, and then he was somehow, this time, he didn't really need to do damage. He was just in the apartment.
How'd he get in?
So, I don't know. I guess there are other apartments in the building, so maybe he buzzed other apartments and someone let him in, and then he broke into hers. I don't know, but she obviously needs to step up her security.
Yeah. Well,
she just had that other guy who robbed a bank and drove and drove
her the money.
Drove to her house in Rhode Island. He was apparently going to propose.
Me like that.
I know, he was going to propose to her, Jen. Her house in California has been broken into a few times.
I'm amazed though, because if she's like, she has a, doesn't she have like an entire floor of that building? Like, she's got a huge apartment.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be a doorman. So even if someone else buzzed him in, then he should have had to go through someone else. I'm so confused.
Actually, she doesn't have a doorman. And those old Tribeca buildings, not all of them, like, they're loft spaces, and so they don't have doormen.
Wow.
Oh,
maybe she should get one.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Just get a personal one to stand outside of her door.
Right.
Or move to a place where there's more security. Although those lofts are kind of cool down there, that part
yeah.
of town. They really are. All right, another musical focus. This one requires us, doesn't require, but my suggestion would be to hold a good thought for Roberta Flack, who was rushed to a hospital over the weekend after cutting short her appearance at the Apollo Theater. She was not feeling well. She's 81. She was taken to Harlem Hospital in an ambulance, felt dizzy. She was to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Jazz Foundation of America. She was released from the hospital after they checked her out. She was feeling better, but she went to another hospital for observation by her own doctors. Remember this song, Killing Me Softly? There's another song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I didn't care that much for either of those two, but Where Is the Love is a good song. If you remember this song, this is a sweet kind of song.
When did I see you in your pickup truck with the windows open just singing
yeah.
at the top
this
of your
one?
Lungs?
Yeah, I mean, this one would be someone I'd,
oh,
this would be something I think I'd sing.
Well, we are Johnny holding Hathaway. Good thought for her. She had a stroke in 2016, so the doctors are hoping.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, they're hoping that it's not connected to that.
Right, okay. Well, if she's dizzy, that's something to be something to underscore from what we were talking about earlier, aneurysms and things, circulatory problems. You need to get those checked very thoroughly. Ultrasound, the only way to know what's going on in those areas.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. GNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply LumenS twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. LumenS, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Got a nice note from a lady named Cynthia Kaplan, who is calling attention to the wisdom she gets by listening to the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Wisdom comes from knowledge and experience, I believe. And also there's a certain amount of reflection involved in wisdom. A lot of people learn things, but they don't put them into practice. You know, we go to school, we learn a lot of things, and then you forget about them, and you wonder, why did I even bother? Why do they teach us those things? There are some learned experiences that come, and they, I think, amount to, or they bring us around to making intelligent changes in our life. And I don't know whether that's, it comes, some things that we learn younger, maybe they ought to be repeated as we get older. Does that make sense to you when you work things out? Because you might be told about something. Your parents, your father says, I'm telling you, blah, blah, and you don't pay any attention to him. But then later on you find out he was right. We all go through those experiences.
I think that happens all the time.
I think you're right about that.
And then you go, gosh, I wish I would have listened more.
We were talking about Rachel Weisz, the married to Daniel Craig, having a baby. We're going to talk, is there an age at which mothers have more likelihood of having postpartum depression? There's a lot of work being done in this area, so we're going to talk about it in a few minutes here on the DJV show. In the meantime, it's time for food news. Jennifer, one of the basic food, I think, very, how many different food categories are there? The government says basic foods include protein,
wine, bread, and wine.
Wine.
So I have
right.
four.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's rosé season. Mm-hmm. Target is releasing a new exclusive rosé. So this is a $5 bottle of wine at Target. I didn't even know Target sold wine.
Yeah.
I know they
do
it.
They sell a lot of wine.
Do they? I don't think they do around here.
Not in New Jersey.
No,
you guys on the East Coast, you don't enjoy us, our shopping habits like
well,
we are heathens on the
we
way.
Have,
don't rub it in.
Trader Joe's has wine here in Framingham in most areas.
Not in New York or New Jersey.
Any Trader Joe's I've ever been into has had wine, but apparently not in New Jersey. So what's the...
We have a medical marijuana store on Fifth Avenue in New York City, but we cannot buy wine at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Maryland is even weirder. I don't. Can you sell it at any grocery stores, or is
no.
it completely... Yeah, so
no.
Maryland...
Well, you know that wine that has like 1% alcohol in it?
Okay, well, that doesn't
yeah,
count. That's not
right.
wine.
You can buy at Whole Foods in some place in California.
You can buy beer.
You can buy wine and beer.
Yeah, in D.C. and Virginia, you can buy beer and wine at grocery stores. But in Maryland, there's this really weird law where at one franchise, one of every franchise in the store, so the Shoppers, the Giants, Trader Joe's, at one of them in the state, you can sell alcohol. But only one. So if you're lucky enough to have the one near you, then it's fine. But it's just, it's so stupid. It's such an outdated law. And I'm like, come on, just let me buy my alcohol with my food and be happy.
I wonder if you can order this online. I bet not, probably, right?
Yeah.
You
I don't
can't
know
buy
if you
wine
can.
On, can you buy alcohol online?
Yes, but it's a whole process because you have to have a signature for delivery and all of that. But if you do have the opportunity to go to Target or Trader Joe's or whatever for these discounts, try the rosé. I always think white wines are a little easier to buy at less of a price because they're a little more forgiving because a terrible white is not as bad as a terrible red. So try it out and see what's good. You don't need to spend a lot of money to find wine that you enjoy.
I'm so not – I don't even begin to understand what you're talking about.
What?
White and what? What are you –
What was confusing about what Jen just said? Nothing.
I don't know. Chardonnay, what color is Pinot Grigio?
White.
What color is Chardonnay?
White.
White.
Are you new to the planet? I know you like aliens and everything. Maybe you are one. Maybe that's the whole crux of it. You are an alien that's
Maybe
the whole
that's
time.
My
that's
problem.
What it is. That's
yes.
what it is.
All right, so Kara, you tended, Kara does a little extra... on the side, she's a bartender. So where did you go this weekend? Where'd you serve to whomever?
I worked a wedding, and it had, like, the nicest bar I have ever seen at a wedding.
Really?
And we went through it. Yeah, they had, like, three kinds of cognacs and some scotch and some other stuff, and that's some expensive liquor. We went through, like, seven bottles of Hennessy, which
wow.
was very
What's Hennessy?
It's a cognac.
Really?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, it was very expensive, and I made some good tips, which was
so
nice.
So you have
we
a little...
We didn't sell a lot of wine,
because
people were focused on the liquors and not the wine.
After the event's over, can you have a little... Can you drink some of this?
If I want to get fired. I mean, I know some people do it very discreetly, but I do not, because I mostly at that point, it's like 1:30 a.m., and I'm just trying to get home, and
You've
I have to drive,
too.
So
yeah.
I'm not trying to drink any high alcohol content liquor.
All right, I'm trying to figure out what this woman... who just died over the weekend at the age of 117, what her eating habits were. One of the healthiest countries in the world is Japan. And a lady named Nabi Tajima died over the weekend. She was born August 4th, 1900. Raised seven sons, two daughters, had 160 descendants. She had great, great, great grandchildren. She became the world's oldest living person in September with the death of Violet Brown, who lived in Jamaica. She also was 117 at the time. There's some video that was on Japanese TV showing this lady moving her hands to the beat of music played by traditional Japanese instruments at a ceremony to mark the achievement of her becoming the oldest person living on the planet. The gerontology research group says that another Japanese woman named Chaiko Miyako is the oldest, will be the oldest person anyway. So happy birthday.
She's 117 as well.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So is that the lucky number or unlucky, since that's apparently when everyone dies?
Really dies?
That's the last stop, so I don't know.
All right. Okay, so then let's just think about, when it, as far as food news is concerned, what the nutrition habits are of the healthiest countries. Countries like China and Greece, where they eat lots of fresh produce and whole grains, things that Americans are striving for, but we don't seem to be able to find them without salmonella, E. coli, or some other problem. Let's see here. Countries known for having people eat at a leisurely pace. Italy, France, Spain, Greece, and Japan. This, again, are...
Makes
these
sense.
Are, yeah, these are...
Not fast food.
A study of 85,000 women over the last 12 years in various countries around the world, where they are, in these five countries, the women are likely 20% likely, or 20% less likely to be at risk for heart disease over Americans. So let's see here. Healthy habit number three, how much you eat. These countries seem to practice portion control better than others, according to this study done by the Mayo Clinic. France and Japan, where there is an abundance of delicious and nutritious food, these people pay attention to the portions. The city that eats the most in our country, according to this survey, by the way, as an aside, is Philadelphia. 82% on average more. The helpings are bigger in Philadelphia. I don't. What,
wow, those all those cheesesteaks, I guess.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
must be.
I suppose. All right, healthy habit number four: eat a variety of unprocessed fresh foods to live longer. Italy, France, Greece, Japan, and let's see what else. Healthy habit number five: spice up your plate. Lots of garlic, thyme, rosemary, spices, turmeric, or curcumin, some people call it, cinnamon, cloves, that sort of thing. That's where people
and
who
you
live...
And use less salt when you're using more spice, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, so there's a little bit of what I hope you're going to carry away is important information. And speaking of that, for those of you who've ever known, maybe you've suffered it yourself, or if you've known anybody that's gone through postpartum depression, you're going to want to listen to the next few minutes of the DJB show, so stand by for that, please.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the time here is 44 after the hour on the DJV show. Dr. Nicole Benders-Hadi is here with us. This is a very, this is an important, very important psychological and physical, at least as far as what I know about it, has both psychiatric and real physical ramifications. Dr. Bender is board certified at Johns Hopkins University. So the medical school there certainly would give us an entree into credibility here. Dr. Benders, you're a mom. Shall I assume that you are a mother?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. And have you known people in your family, friends, your circle who have gone through postpartum depression?
I have. Postpartum depression can affect up to 1 in 5 women who have recently given birth. So it's very highly prevalent and something that we should be talking more about.
So what is it? Am I right? I will fess up here. My wife, when she had one of our children, was depressed for a while. My niece became depressed upon having one of her children. I've seen it, and I am not sure whether it's physical or emotional or both.
Well, it certainly can be both. You know, it's unclear what the exact cause is, but it's really thought to be a combination of physical and emotional factors. You know, right after birth, levels of progesterone in a new mom's body drop suddenly, so that can certainly contribute to mood changes, but also things like sleep deprivation and any history of mental health issues can also impact whether postpartum depression develops.
All right, so you're a psychiatrist. Do you believe that all mothers should be interviewed or surveyed or checked out for this after they've had a child, like immediately in the hospital?
I do. There's legislation going on across the country now looking to mandate screening for postpartum depression. I think that we're not asking these questions enough, and the more screenings we can do, the more likely we'll be able to identify cases and get moms the treatment and help that they really need.
When you say screening, what happens during a screening for mothers that are going into the hospital that might, if they have a history in their family, what might they expect?
Sure. So postpartum depression is diagnosed by a doctor who you meet with to talk to about how you've been feeling. You know, symptoms can include more than your typical baby blues or normal ups and downs. Moms with postpartum depression can report significant changes in your diet, your appetite, intense sadness or irritability, or inability to bond with the baby. Those are the types of screening questions that we really look to make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And what about the younger you are or the older you are? We were talking about Rachel Weiss, who's 48. Sometimes young children in their teen years that are having babies. Is there an age factor here?
There's not. Postpartum depression can impact all types of moms. You know, like I said before, it is important to evaluate whether you have any history of mental health issues because that does increase the likelihood, but all ages should be evaluated.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, if you're doing this, what's the approach you take?
I really want to engage in a conversation with a mom, you know, talk to her about how she's feeling. Lots of moms may feel that they should be nothing but happy and joyous after having a baby, but for some moms, that's just simply not the case. So to begin to have that open conversation about how she's feeling, how she's coping, how much support she has around her, those are the types of questions I'm interested in asking as a psychiatrist.
Jennifer and Victoria, 1 out of 5 women in this country have this problem. I had no idea that it was that serious, frankly.
Has it always been that number, do you think, or is it just that we're more aware of it now?
Doctor?
I think it's probably a combination of both. You know, the more we're asking these questions, the more we're identifying the issue to really improve access to care.
All right, if you want more information. Yeah, it is. Mental health, Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week is this week. Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week. Sorry, no, it's next week. I was thinking this week. No, next week, April 30th to the 6th. For more information on this, important information is available at drondemand.com. That's drondemand.com. Dr. Nicole Benders-Hadi, thank you for this. A good wake-up call for a lot of moms or moms-to-be. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Favorite radio themes from one of my favorite radio programs. Tom Kreitler presents the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. His Money Pit, your Money Pit, we all have Money Pits. I spent the weekend, Tommy, cleaning up one of my guys on the farm, and I literally filled 4 dump trucks with wood that we can actually burn.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then I had my chipper going to clean up the stuff, you know, most everybody doesn't
small
have a chipper.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but I have it because we need it on the fields. But the mess that we've just now cleaned up and the pile of brush along the roadways all over town that the town's going to have to grind up, it really is. Most people don't understand what happens. Why, you know, we take all of this stuff for granted till you have a circumstance like people with roofs that were caved in because of big trees falling on them. That kind of stuff. What do you do in that circumstance? If something like that happens, how easy is it to repair, or how extensively do you have to dig around, if you will? Pardon, I don't know if the word dig. Well, yeah, you got to dig
so
around.
You and fell on your house, like what would be your like, sort of next steps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the best steps are before that storm hits and looking at those at-risk trees and those.
Go to Florida. That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah. Look for those opportunities to keep things trimmed back. But, yeah. You know, if you do get something like that, I mean, first of all, hopefully you have homeowner's insurance, so you're going to want to document this with photographs. You got to be really careful when you try to do this stuff yourself, especially if you're trying to pull a tree off of, you know, a roof or somewhere where, you know, gravity counts. Yep. You've got electrical wires that can get in the way, so it's the kind of thing you'd be very careful of. But, I mean, the first thing to do is obviously to protect the house from further damage. And typically, if you do contact your insurance company, even if the adjuster's not out there yet, they'll authorize you to take steps and pay for those steps to make sure that you eliminate the immediate risk and that the house does not become further damaged in the event of a storm. But you have to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to work with the insurance company adjuster directly or if you're going to hire a public adjuster. Now, public adjusters, if you get a good one, they can be very helpful because they work on a percentage of the claim. And typically, they're going to find, you know, every single thing that needs to be repaired as a part of that and things that people don't think about. You know, like if you did have a branch that went through the roof and you got a leak, I mean, well, it's replacing the drywall. How many layers of paint do you have to put it on? What about the insulation? What about the wiring? I mean, these guys miss nothing to make sure that you get every dime that you're entitled to. And I think one of the most valuable services is that they become the ones to negotiate with these deadbeat insurance companies that take all your money and don't want to pay a dime.
Exactly.
And then drop you, you know? Yeah. I think that those are the kinds of things you need to think about if you have some storm damage.
Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter from the Money Pit. It's newsletter at moneypit.com. This issue has a beautiful, beautiful old sink filled with the violets. And so you're suggesting that it's this time of year to be growing things inside and outside, being creative, because springtime lends itself to this, right?
Yeah, and if you don't have the yard, even if you got a balcony or you're in an apartment and you got a little patio, you can create a beautiful container garden. There's nothing you can't grow in a container garden. You know, flowers, vegetables, spices, you know, all sorts of things. Yeah.
So check out that suggestion and sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. You can call a question in, too, by the way, anytime, day or night, to 888-MONEY-PIT for a good, solid answer from Leslie Segretti or from Tom at the Money Pit. Question from Karen, who had a hallway laundry closet built, but the contractor didn't put in a vent. What a dummy. How do you get away with that?
How'd that happen?
How'd that happen?
Well, this laundry closet seems to be like in the middle of her ranch house. The good news is she could either go down to the basement and out or up to the attic. But here's the trick. When you put ducting in for your dryer, first of all, you want it to be solid metal ducting. You do not want to use flex ducting because it tends to trap. Plug up, and you can't clean it. You can't use a lint brush inside that thing. Yeah. So you want to use solid ducting. And secondly, you want to have as few turns as possible. Here's a little factoid for you. Every time you put an elbow in that duct, it's equivalent to 15 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
So one corner like that, one 90-degree turn, is like having another 15 feet of duct to go through. So as few turns as possible, and always use metal ducting. 15 feet's not as big a deal as it sounds. I would probably suggest going down to the basement, out in between the floor joists, and then out the box beam, and that should do it just fine.
Out the box beam?
Yeah, that's the
beam. You
got to
cut a hole in the side of the
lower house. Yeah, you got to cut a hole in it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But you can do it. You can flash it. You know, there's lots of things.
And one of the good things about it is mice will come in to the vent, and they'll stay warm all winter every time you do the
not
clothes.
If you use the right kind of dryer vent.
It has
a screen to prevent the rodents from coming in, Doug.
Shucks, doggone it. Check out the Money Pit, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show at 50.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.